Hello. Calling to speak with the person who handles online listings for New Era Contracting. It's usually the owner of the business. Is that who I'm speaking with by chance?
Yes, sir.
Well, hi. My name is Doug, and I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you doing there today?
Well, I just had oral surgery and had some wisdom teeth cut out, so not real good.
I understand. If you're not very talkative today, I had four wisdom teeth removed in one summer. So I have a notion what you're dealing with. I'm calling about placing your business on the first pages of Google and Bing for your categories in your area. I'm sure you use Google from time to time. You've gotten a little map that comes up on the screen. That has a short list of businesses attached to it. Now that's the local map section of Google. 90% of revenue goes to those businesses. So that's where we place our clients. And the reason I've called you today, because we have a position open within our company in your category. So we are speaking with everyone in the area today. We look for just one. And once we find them, we close out the area. We cannot work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. So you could see the value in that for your business?
Yeah.
Right. And just a couple of quick questions. I see your business address is New Market. I assume you also work outside the area as well. How far out would you want people to find you?
We mainly just work around Huntsville.
So right around the Huntsville area.
Yeah, Harvest, Huntsville. Yeah, just in local areas.
Huntsville. And then the work you're doing, is it primarily on people's homes, on commercial properties, or do you do it all?
Well, we were just doing military work on Ridgestone, but I just got tired of the bureaucracy. So right now we're doing mainly residential, but we have been doing some commercial as well.
Right. By the way, my name again was Doug, and who am I speaking with?
I'm David.
Hi, David.
I'm in the company.
Oh, and you're the sole owner of the company?
Yeah, my wife.
Oh, okay. If this was something that you decided to move forward with, would this be a decision you would make yourself, or would you want to talk it over with her?
Well, I don't want to talk it over with her, but she's sitting right next to me. All I got to do is click one button.
Okay, I understand.
Let me click speakerphone.
Okay. While we've been talking, I've been taking a quick look at your current online presence. David, do you have your own website?
I think we have someone working on that.
Oh, okay. Have you hired someone to do that, or are they working on it for you?
Yes, sir. We have hired somebody to do that. Okay. I haven't seen it yet, but...
Is this someone you have that you're in a contract with, or is it just to do the website for you?
Just somebody to do the website for us.
Oh, okay. I see. I also see here an Angie listing. How's that working out for you?
So far it's been a lot of foot traffic, and I'm still, most of my work's coming from my regulars. It's just because you're bidding against so many people, you know.
Oh.
We don't use the illegal Hispanics and
right.
All that crap and all of
right.
our guys. We work the arsenal, so they have to have background checks. And
right.
Have to have people that know what they're doing, they want to get paid for it. So
right. Well, yeah, I can see here that as you mentioned, that's one reason we don't work with anyone else in an area at one time. The idea of putting our clients in competition with each other just doesn't make any sense. So what we do is we do only work with one business at one time. Now, they would call you directly as a top recommended option. You'd be ready to handle more business when they called?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so if we could make this affordable for you, do you feel that you and your wife might want to move forward with this then?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, let me do this for you. Let me get my director on the line because they're going to have that price for you. It's a flat rate on a monthly basis. And we also would be able to give you specific details on this as well as answer any questions you or your good wife might have. So let me see, take me just a moment to get them on the line.
All right.
All righty. And, oh, David, what was your wife's name?
Victoria.
Victoria?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful name. Although I imagine she's probably over the years had some interesting reactions. But I've always thought it was a beautiful name. My wife's middle name was Regina. Okay. And I'm going to have Nadine come on the line. And as I say, Nadine will have that price for you. And she's also going to be able to give you specific details. It's been a pleasure talking with you, David. And I hope you are on the mend very soon.
Hi, David.
Hey.
How are you?